Hey everybody, this is Henry with the Film Buds Podcast. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Let's get to our second Listener's Choice special, if that's what you want to call it, which if anyone out there would like to see something reviewed on the show in whatever way, please use the contact information in the show notes. We'd love to hear any suggestions, ideas, whatever. And thank you very much to the people who have. So this one comes from Brady, and I'll read the message first. Says, hey Henry, have you by chance seen the new-ish Adam Sandler movie Leo on Netflix? Wanted to pass along for your listeners' pick show. Curious as to your thoughts. Love the pod. Sincerely, Brady. Thanks, Brady. Really appreciate it, man. Means a lot. This was a first-time watch for me. I just watched it last night. So, Leo is a Netflix original. It's directed by Robert Marianetti, Robert Smigel, and David Watchetheim. Sorry if I said those names wrong. Stars Adam Sandler, Bill Burr, Cecily Strong, Jason Alexander, Rob Schneider, Allison Strong, most of Adam Sandler's family. And the synopsis is, a 74-year-old lizard named Leo and his turtle friend decide to escape from the terrarium of a Florida school classroom where they have been living for decades. So I had heard about this one when it came out. I think it came out late in 2023, so not too long ago. Was curious. I like Adam Sandler a lot. Even his biggest duds, I will watch whatever he does. He just has that effect, I think, and he does on a lot of people, it seems. And I also like one-off animated films that aren't done by Disney or Pixar or DreamWorks. I like weird one-off stories, and they're not part of a franchise, at least not yet. So I was in some ways looking forward to it. I heard fairly mixed things, so I didn't really know what to expect. And with Adam Sandler, you never really know. Sometimes the quality is top-notch masterpiece, and then sometimes it's horrendous. But long story short, I thought the movie was all right. I thought it was passable. I think that it started off a little weak, a little slow. So it took me a little while to really get vibing with it. But the biggest thing, and I'll get into stuff that I liked about it, which were surprising some things. But the big issue, and I don't know if I'm in the minority here with this movie, but the pacing of this movie was horrendous. Like, it's about an hour and 45 minutes, which is already too long for a movie like this. It should be 80 minutes. But I don't know if it's a script issue, a direction issue, an editing issue, whatever. But this movie felt like 2.5 hours long. And I don't know why did feel like that necessarily, but I was struggling to maintain focus in this film at points. Like, the first act felt really long. I was thinking, oh wow, we're already halfway through probably. And I checked the runtime and we were only like 20 minutes in. I was like, what the hell? So I think that especially the first act and then the third act go on way too long. And so that was something I don't really have issue with typically with animated films. But that was my big, big point, big flaw with this film. And so that definitely brought the star rating way down, which is too bad because I think one really big point in the movie that I liked, or a concept, an idea, is the main focus of the movie is Leo's character, the lizard, Adam Sandler. And he's taken home by the different kids in the classroom, like a fifth grade class. And they all discover that he can talk, and then they end up opening up to him, talking about their problems, their worries, their insecurities, whatever it might be. And over time, the kids grow more and more happy, and because they feel like they have someone that they can open up to and connect with. And so I think it really does emphasize the importance of listening to children in a variety of ways, and also making sure that they have someone to open up to, that they can feel like they can express feelings towards. And so I think that's something I've never really seen, surprisingly, in an animated film, or at least to that extent, because it really does show you like a variety of how kids think and what they might be dealing with and what, as adults, we may not be thinking of necessarily. So all that really worked for me. It really hit for sure. That was the main, like, second act, but sadly, everything else around it really was sluggish. So I feel like when it diverted away from that, I was a little flatlined, and it's really not that funny. It's mostly Adam Sandler just doing a funny voice. It's one of those performances. Not that he's bad, but I think the writing, humor-wise, and the performances are a little average, not much. I really didn't laugh at all in this movie, which is all right. Not a big deal, but I wish it had been funnier. And the animation overall, like, it looks good. It's very brightly lit, but at the same time, I sort of didn't like that because it almost felt like I was watching a computer game or something. Like, I was watching someone play The Sims. So, quality-wise, it looks good. I just found it over time, the bright lighting, really bright lighting, to be a little repetitive and boring after a while. So it's not one I would rush out and watch. Like, it's got some good heart to it and some good intentions, I think, despite the flaws surrounding it. You could do worse. I think it's one of Adam Sandler's at least more thoughtful films as of late, especially when it comes to comedy. And you can definitely see his business model. Not to say it's a bad thing, because business goes in with art most of the time, successful art. And where he wants to do, like, all right, let's do a kids movie. All right, let's do an indie art house film like Spaceman that just came out. Let's do a raunchy R-rated film. You know, so he definitely has a great reach and sense of growing his audience. And that's not a bad thing. That's smart, really. So, yeah, I would give it a look if you're curious, if you like Adam Sandler, if you like animated films. It's worth a watch. So, thanks again, Brady, for the recommendation. Appreciate it. And again, as always, send questions, comments, suggestions our way for the listener's choice or whatever else it might be. Would love to hear from everybody out there. So that is a 3 out of 5.